Well, we're joined by political analyst from Beirut, Ms. Sarah Marasek. Thank you so much for being with us. The situation seems to be deteriorating rapidly in Bahrain, with reports of several people being killed. Hundreds of thousands, at least, people have turned out and protesting in front of the embassy of Saudi Arabia. I want to take a look at your perspective as far as now the involvement of troops from Saudi Arabia. And welcome to this part of the news.
Thank you for having me. I think that recent events are very incredibly disturbing. I was struck by the parallel that you mentioned in regards to the first Gulf War when Iraq invaded Kuwait, and of course, America's very violent response to that invasion, and then yet today, another invasion and nothing from Washington, basically. And in fact, perhaps even Washington was helpful in orchestrating the invasion with U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates visiting Bahrain only Saturday and foreign troops to enter shortly after. So this is incredibly disturbing. It seems completely out of the remit of the Gulf Cooperation Council, which is mostly concerned with economic organization as well as some level of defense, but defense from outside threats, not defense, not internal attacks against your own people. This is unheard of and is certainly illegal by international law and is very troubling. Although one should also remember that before the Saudi invasion, the Bahraini regime was using foreign security to oppress people. There were apparently press releases in Pakistan last week about how Bahrain was recruiting up to 800 new soldiers because they were having internal problems. So whether they were coming from Pakistan, whether they were coming from Yemen or other neighboring Arab countries, foreign forces have been oppressing the Bahraini demonstrators since the very beginning. And we must also remark how the protests in Bahrain, the demonstrations, the very, very peaceful demonstrations, have been by far the most pacific out of any of the Arab revolutions that we've seen. The people have been not carrying arms. They've been very peaceful and just demanding their rights, but not asserting it in a violent manner. And yet, consistently, the Bahraini regime is doing these incredibly disproportional responses. And it's almost worse than what's happening in Libya, really, because Libya's rebels are fighting, and they're just as brave as the Bahrainis, but they are taking arms to defend themselves. Whereas in Bahrain, people were unarmed, they were peaceful. And so this is just the most heinous act imaginable.
Yes, Ms. Marasek, very gruesome pictures coming out of Bahrain today, where we've actually had to sort of block out some parts of it. It's extremely graphic as the violence has basically gotten out of control. Now, I want to look at the possibility of the United States' role in this. We know, as you had mentioned, just on Saturday, the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, was in Bahrain, and we have on Monday Assistant Secretary of State Jeffrey Feldman was also in Bahrain. And then, of course, then today martial law is declared. The violence is increased. I want to know if you think that there is a connection, because we know the relationship between Washington and Manama. And if Manama was doing something that Washington did not like or did not want them to do, wouldn't you think that they would be able to order them to stop? How do you see this relationship right now with what is going on and the relationship between Manama and Washington?
Yes, the relationship has been quite strong in the past. In fact, Washington was priding itself on the fact that when the protests initially turned violent, when the security system in Bahrain fired on protesters while they were sleeping, Obama apparently pressured the king to withdraw forces, and the military did withdraw for some time in the capital city of Manama. And so this was very much seen as a measure of Washington's power over the Bahraini regime. So certainly now that the tides have turned and that violence has become much more aggressive and foreign troops are involved, and indeed it is an occupation of Bahrain. Of course, this has to be done with the complicity of Washington. If not, again, Washington's orchestrating it, certainly. This has to definitely be in Washington's, how they see it as in their interests, although I personally cannot see that perspective at all. Right now, the peaceful protesters were not even necessarily demanding a complete radical change to the government. They were demanding that the regime become more democratic, potentially even become a republic. But with the invasion of the Saudi troops, now definitely people are going to be completely against the king, the Khalifa family, as well as against the Americans, as well as against the Saudi Arabians. And I think that this will actually probably radicalize the population, who right now really has no other choice. They are really on their own. This shows that the international community doesn't care about their struggle and, in fact, may even sanction violence against them. It's absolutely despicable.
Okay, that is Ms. Sarah Marisak. And the pictures that we're looking at, latest images out of Bahrain, were students there are protesting. Thanks so much for being with us.